So we're going to talk about Chomitz Arbal of Pesach. The classic tshuva on the topic of Chomitz Arbal of Pesach is a Nei Yehuda. Tshuva Simen Chaf in the Yehuda.
The beer guy? No, not the beer guy.
It's beer. It doesn't specify exactly, but somebody died and he had a big fortune in chametz. Doesn't specify, but it must have. It wasn't macaroni. You know, it was schnapps, or it could have been beer. He died erev Pesach after chatzos, and I guess earlier in the day he was on his deathbed, so he wasn't making mechiras chametz. So this chametz was not sold, and he wasn't mevatelet, and he died erev Pesach after chatzos. A rich man, his children inherit his fortune, but the fortune was all chametz, and now it's after Pesach, and they want to know their father who, when he had the chametz after the zman, did their chametz all just become aser b'hana? Did their yerusha just become aser b'hana? So that was
from?
What
he wasn't from.
He died.
No, no, no reason to say that.
He just didn't happen to sell.
He was on his deathbed. He died later that day, so he was maybe he was in a coma. I don't know.
Most of us sell it a few days before.
Maybe he was on his deathbed for a few days. I don't know. You know, the truth is that would you say most of us sell it. You know, the whole mechiras chametz as we know it today is a very modern development. That which it's a regular part of Pesach preparations. That every Jewish man goes to the rabbi before Pesach and sells his chametz. It's really new. When back in the times of the Nidavid, I don't think they did that. I think people like this, you know, people that had a business in chametz would make a mechiras chametz. Other people got rid of their chametz. Right. You know, if it was just regular household chametz, you ate it up before Pesach, and then and that was it. But people that did business in chametz, they did a mechiras chametz. But this person was sick and was dying, and he didn't end up doing a mechiras chametz. And now the children were concerned that is the chametz aser. So the Rebbe Yehuda is responding to this question. So he starts off, he says that I would divide the shayla into two before you get to the question.
Why not? Why should he not be aser as chametz aser?
Well, that's the challenge here. That's what he's going to try to explain.
No, but why did he ask a shayla b'chal? She's in a parsha, she should be also as chametz aser b'pesach.
Well, he's going to end up being matirat, so we can't be too
careful. So we know who not to go to.
I'm trying to understand.
Now you stole the whole climax of the shir, you know, the whole drama.
No, I'm trying, you know, Miko, I'm just trying to understand what happened.
Okay. I think most people, before taking their whole Yerusha and deciding that it's Aser, would at least go get a second opinion. Go ask a Rav. Go ask a Rav.
Yeah, liquid assets.
So he starts off, he says that, you know, you may have had an even bigger problem. Maybe you were chayv to destroy it over Pesach. Like, why only coming to me after Pesach when with the Chomet Shalva Pesach is a Drabanon? If you inherited the chametz on Pesach, or erev Pesach after chatzos, so then it's yours. What happens if you find chametz on Pesach in your house that you didn't sell and you weren't mevatel? You have to destroy it. So maybe you're ready in the hole. Maybe you already should have been destroying this chametz on Pesach. So he says that part of the question, that he says, is easy enough to take care of, we can get out of that problem, because chametz on Pesach, since it's aser b'hana, so chametz on Pesach really has a built-in paradox. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav says there's a built-in paradox in chametz on Pesach. The Torah says that it's also to possess chametz. That's the law of Yirah, by Matzah. It's also to possess chametz. The Torah also says that it's aser b'hana. Now, Yisuri Hana are not possessed. Yisuri Hana, because they don't have a value, the Gemara says that you don't really have bailus when the person owns something, but it's aser b'hana, he doesn't have real bailus. So, right, he can't transact anything with Isuri Hana. So the Torah says you're not allowed to possess it, and then the Torah basically defined it in a way that it's impossible to possess it. So how are you ever on this lav? So the Gemara says that it's in a category of two things. There are two things like this in the Torah that you don't really possess it, but the Torah treats you as if you're the owner. The other one, a more simple example really, is a barber shur sarabim. If somebody goes, if I go take an excavator and I dig a pit on Northern Boulevard, and then somebody, let's say somebody's animal, falls into the pit, so we know it says in the Torah, Baal HaBar Yishalim. So Chazal is the kasha, Baal HaBar Yishalim, who's the Baal HaBar? It's Northern Boulevard. I don't own it. I can't charge anybody a toll for using that pit. It was not my pit. So the Gemara has a lashon, Shnei Dvarim, Einam Bershusei Shel Adam, Va'asan HaKasav Ki'iluhu Bershusei. There are things that you don't really own, but the Torah treats it as if you're the owner just for the purpose of being Oyram Value, just for a certain purpose, for a Chiyav. So Bar Bershus Rabim is one, you're the owner just laying in the liability. And Chametz Be'erev Pesach after Chatzos, Chametz B'Shei Shois is the lashon of the Gemara. The Chametz, once it becomes Atzer, you don't really own it, but you own it just laying in being Oyram Value Rabbi Matzei. Which means that really what the Torah said is that you're over the lava by your Rabbi Matzei by having chametz that was yours before Pesach that you didn't make any effort to dispose of. That's the aveira. But real ownership, there's no real ownership. So if there's no real ownership, so then there's no Yerusha on it. The father died. He was in a position to be over by your Rabbi Matzei. But then he died. The children didn't inherit it because it's Yisuri Hanah. It has no real ownership. There's just this asoy akosav ki ilu hu bershusoy to be oivram ba yirah ba yimatzeh, but that doesn't affect real mumminess, real ownership issues, so they never inherited it. Over Pesach, they inherited the house, the warehouse, so true, they had chametz in their property, but that's like, imagine if a guy came into your property on Pesach and puts down some chametz, you don't have any responsibility for that, you cover it up, so you shouldn't come to eat it. But you don't have any responsibility to destroy it. So this chametz is just like that. Now, the downside of that is that it means that over Pesach, it had no owner. Which means that lo yitzur, a goy had come along on Pesach and started clearing out their warehouse and taking it all home with him, they would have no recourse. Of course, if they would sue him in court, suppose this was in Prague, if they would take him to the court in Prague, then, of course, they would get it back, but al pi din, they probably would not be allowed to do that because it was really hefker on Pesach. But the upside is they didn't have any responsibility for the chametz, they didn't have any chiv to destroy it. And now after Pesach, it's in their warehouse, their chatzer is painted for them, and now it's theirs again. So that issue of the chiv to destroy it, that they didn't have to worry about.
What did he die?
Did he die? He died Erev Pesach after Chatzais.
Erev Pesach
after Chatzais. He says, but now the bigger issue is, and what they originally asked about, okay, fine, so they didn't do anything wrong, they never owned it, they were never responsible to destroy it, but their father owned it. Their father owned it for, let's say he died 3 in the afternoon. So he owned it after the Zman of the Isser. So do we treat it now as Chomish Avril of Pesach? So a little background, the basics about Chomish Avril of Pesach, there's a Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a loisasa, that Chometz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it ever. That's a din d'oraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says that all the dinim in the Torah about Chometz are specifically on Pesach. After Pesach, there's no Isser D'oraisa. But Rabbi Shimon is moed that there's a drabanon, a knas, midrabanon, because you were over on Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh, any chametz for which somebody was over Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh, there's a knas drabanon that it remains usher forever, it remains usher even after Pesach. But if you weren't over on Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh, then it's not. So what we're dealing with here is not an Isser D'oraisa, because we pass on like Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is clear that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, like Abel Achar Pesach. So the Isser of Chametz Shavuot Pesach is the Isser Drabanon of a Knas, which results from being Oyram Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. So now the question is, was there an Aver of Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh? And it would seem that you can be Matir now pretty easily, because if you just look in a Chumash, it says that the Lav of Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh, it says Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim. We know Chametz becomes Aser, Erev Pesach, Eftach Hatzois. But that's the pasuk of Ach Bayim Harishon Tashbisu. Yom Rishon refers to Erev Pesach. Ach Bayim Rishon Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. But the love of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh says in the pasuk Shivas Yomim, and that means the 7 days of Pesach. The father died before it became Pesach. So the father was never, so nobody was ever Ibram Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. He died before the love of Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh kicked in. They never inherited it, so they weren't Ibram Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. It was Hefker the whole Pesach. So nobody was ever Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. And now after Pesach, all you have is a knas for being Ibram Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. Nobody was ever Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. So we should be matir it.
Why wouldn't
it? I'm sorry,
if the children had sold their chametz,
yeah.
So when the father died, they immediately inherited. Right. So that chametz would not be there.
No, it's not going to help them. No, because they inherited it after it became Usher. You can't sell, you can't. That's what we said before. You can't transact the Suri Hana.
But they sold
it. Wasn't theirs at the time.
Right, but at the time of their sale, they didn't own this.
It's not all the chametz that they own at the time that chametz becomes Usher. It's when I sell.
At the time of the sale, not at the time that you go that the Baal Bas goes to the Rav, at the time that the Rav meets with the guy.
So had this person died before Chatz,
before the Mechira, right, if they did their own Mechira's Chametz and they said, any Chametz that I own, like we do nowadays, and then he died in the morning, and the Rav is selling the Chametz, let's say, at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, then they'd be safe. Then it would have all been sold to a guy.
So on timing.
First of all, they're best, did they inherit Erev Yontif?
They inherited it. No, he just says they didn't really inherit it. They didn't really inherit it until after Pesach.
Why?
Because when it's Asur Bahana, it's not Mominus.
It's not Mominus.
So there's no Bailus.
So there's no Bailus on.
Right.
Sounds like you're wrong.
Yeah, so far.
He's holding out.
So this that, now we're saying that it seems easy to be Matria because it says in the Torah, Shivas Yomim. So how do I know that? I don't know from the Chumash. I know because it's a Raivin. It's often a Raivin.
What does Rabbi Huda do with Shivas Yomim?
Rabbi Huda says it's also Loilam. Not Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. Rabbi Huda says it's Rachila is Loilam, but the is Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh says Shivas Yomim. So it's a Raivid. The Raivid says that nobody should think that there is an Isra Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh on Erev Pesach after Chatzos because Shivas Yamim Ksiv, it's a Mefurish Pasuk that it's just 7 days. But if it's a Hasagas HaRaivid that's telling this to me, so you know that obviously the Rambam seems to disagree. Because the Rambam had written that if somebody finds Chametz in his house Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it's too late to be Mevatel. You can't be Mevatel of Chametz anymore. So he's going to be Ayram Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. To that, the Ravid writes, what? Ayram Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh? Then, but Shivas Yamim Ksiv, there's no Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh on Erev Pesach. So now we see that it's getting more dangerous, right? Because it sounds like the Rambam holds there is Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh on Erev Pesach. The Magen Mishnah, he's the main commentary, the classic commentary on the Rambam, who brings down all the Ravids and often responds. And he says, he responds very sharply to this Ravid, and he says that, you know, the Ravid is a critic of the Rambam. Fine, that's legitimate. You can be a book critic. But the first rule, if you're going to be a book critic, is you have to read the book. This is what the Magen Mishnah says, that he violated the first rule of being a Masig, because if he would have read the whole Rambam, he would realize that the Rambam also knows that Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh is only Shivas Yamim, because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Maaseh, at the beginning of every section in the Rambam, the Rambam tells you which of the 613 mitzvahs are relevant to this next section of Halachas. And he lists those mitzvahs. And if you look over there, he describes each one in just a few words. And he brings at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Maaseh the lav of Le'yirah and Le'yimatzeh. And for each one he says, Le'yirah chametz beveitzcha shivas yamim. Le'yimatzeh chametz beveitzcha shivas yamim. So the Rambam also agrees that it's only Shivas Yamim and not Erev Pesach. So the Rambam holds exactly the same as the Ravid. That which he said over here, that if you find chametz in your house after Pesach, after Chatzos, you'll be over by Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. He means that when it becomes night, you'll be over by Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. And his point is that since it's too late to be Mevatelet, so now you can't be Mevatelet anymore. So it's too late. You don't have any way to get out of it. So when the night time comes, you're going to be over by Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. But he didn't mean to say that you're over by Yerah Bal Yimatzeh immediately. And the Ravid should have known better than to think that the Rambam meant that, because he should have read what the Rambam wrote in his Akdama. So the Magen Mishnah says that really everyone is on the same side. Everyone agrees. The Rambam and the Ravid both agree that there's no Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh in Erev Pesach. And if that's true, then this father was never over by Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, and the Chametz should not be also after Pesach. That would be simple. If the Yehudi just wanted to make life easy, he would have ended the shuvah right there. The Chametz is mutter. The Yehuda says, though, that I actually disagree with the Magen Mishnah's defense of the Rambam. I think the Rambam is guilty as charged, that that he does believe in a Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei on Erev Pesach. And not only that, I think that he makes such a geshmak adiyuk. He says, you know, people think that it's a davar pashut, that Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei is only on Pesach, not Erev Pesach, and therefore the Magen Mishnah says, oh, everybody holds that way because it's Beferish Pasuk. If it's so pashut, then you think the Ravid should have been a little more aggressive when he was writing his Hasaga. You know, the Ravid was not shy about calling out mistakes on the Rambam's part. And if he thinks the Rambam made a mistake in Beferish Pasuk, a Zil Kari Bei Rav, like, hey, Rabbi, don't you know how to read the Chumash? He would have said that. He said, well, he would have said, don't you know how to read the Chumash? But he doesn't say that. He says it in a much more soft lashon. He says, this isn't correct. Why did he ask more strongly? So he says, and then he goes into a whole long shigal tirah involving a number of sugyas in Pesachim. We're not going to go through it in detail, but just the main idea is that the Yehuda Sakasha, I'll mention one of the details, one of the Gemaras that he mentions, that there's a well-known Gemara on Daf Tzadi Hei, near the end of the Masechta, where it says that the lav of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei, you don't get malchus for it because it's a lav hanitik laasei. That means that there are some lavim, like lav of Gezela. The Torah doesn't just say don't do it, the Torah says don't do it, and if you do, then do the following, return it. And whenever there's a lav that's nitik laasei, don't do it, and if you do, then do the following, then there's no malchus on that. And the Gemara, truth is, there's different girsois in that Gemara, but at least according to some Rishonim, the Gemara calls Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei lav hanitik laasei, which I say, they say of Tashmisu. It's right. So the way the Gemara seems to be reading it is, don't possess chametz, but and if you do, then Tashmisu, you should destroy it. If it's so poshut that Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei is only on Pesach, and Tashmisu is a mitzvah for Erev Pesach, the Ach Bayim Harisha Tashmisu is Amru Vatechem, the Torah says, that's for Erev Pesach, so the two Zmanim never overlap. How is it a lafanitic class A? When there's a Tashmisu, there's no Bal Yirah. When there's a Bal Yirah, there's no Tashmisu. So he says, so we must be missing something. And the answer is, he basically says that there's a Gzeirah Shava. The Gzeirah Shava is mentioned on Daf Hei in Legabe other halachas, but he says it's not such a big stretch to say that the Gzeirah Shava is said Legabe this. Also, the word Sa'ar, which appears in a number of psukim, extends the Zman of Bayirah Bayimatzei from the Shivas Yomim, which are Beferish in the Pasuk, to also Erev Pesach. There is a Bayirah Bayimatzei also on Erev Pesach that's learned from the Gzeirah Shava of Sa'ar Sa'ar. And then he said something very geshmak. He says, that which the Magen Mishnah said, but look, the Rambam himself says it's only Shivas Yomim when he's listing the Taryag mitzvahs, when he's listing the mitzvahs that pertain, he says, La'irah chametz Shivas Yomim. So he says, you know, there's a very interesting Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. When the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs lists all 613 mitzvahs, but he has a Hakadama, which he calls the Shurashim, in which he tells you the rules for how you decide what counts and what doesn't count in the Targum Mitzvahs. And the Rambam's Sherish Beis is that anything that's learned from the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatari Dreshes Behem, Kal B'Chem, Gzeir Shava, B'Ninav, all such things, they could be real day races, but they don't count in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Minyan HaMitzvahs only includes things that are Beferish B'Kra. So the Yehuda says, so it's very Meduyik, when the Rambam was listing the mitzvahs, he said Le'irah Shivas Yomim, because Shivas Yomim is the part that's Beferish B'Kra. That which is extended to Erev Pesach, that's because of Gzeir Shava Sa'ar Sa'ar, so that it's a true halacha, it's even Deiraisa, but it's not part of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So that's why the Rambam left it out of his Minyan. And then he goes on to say, this part we're not going to learn, but he goes on to say that it is actually this, whether you darshan this Gzeir Shava is going to depend on how you paskin in the machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon that we were talking before Yehuda and Reb Shimon. After Pesach, there's a similar machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon before Pesach, in which the Rambam and the Ravid argue about how we paskin, and so the Rambam and the Ravid over here are the Shitasim over there, and that's why the Ravid's Hasaga is not in such a forceful term, because the Rambam and the Shitasim really makes a lot of sense. But okay, this is getting into more details than we're going to learn through. But the kisser, what the Yehuda comes out with is that the Rambam really holds that there's a Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach Yev Techatzoyz, if somebody has chametz, he's over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. Like it sounds like in his words, and the Ravid was masig on him. So, okay, according to the Ravid, there's no Bal Yirah, but according to the Rambam, there is. So now this guy's, now we're in trouble, because this guy lived till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, according to the Rambam, who's Eivim Bal Yerol Bal Yimotzei. And once you're Eivim Bal Yerol Bal Yimotzei, the Chametz becomes also after Pesach. Midrabon, it's a Knas, but the Chametz should be also after Pesach. So now we have a real problem, a real challenge being matter this Chametz.
Isn't like an
oines?
Like, when was he able to sell it? Was he able to sell it before
Chatzon? No, you're right. This is a real oines. That's certainly one of the avenues to talk about, but lemaisa das kamas hapaiskim is that oines doesn't help for this knas.
The knas is on the chefza or on the gabra?
You're right on the money. You're definitely, that's the direction that he's going to head in. We'll start that immediately. The first thought that one would have about how to be matur this is there's, so like you just said, maybe to differentiate between the people, right? It's just that the knas maybe is not on the chepsa, but on the gavra. The father was the one that was everybody around, I might say, not the children. So the Yehuda says that there's a Shaila in the Gemara that actually appears in three different places. There's three Gemaras that have the same Shakta Vitaria, but about three different halachas. One's in Marikotim, one's in Gittim, one's in Bechayres. And the Shaila is, Kansu b'nai achrav, I like Kansu b'nai achrav. In a situation where Chazal placed a knas on somebody for doing something wrong, is the knas limited to that person in his lifetime? When he dies and his children inherit his things, does the knas get handed down to the children? And that seems a very relevant question, like, I mean, this halacha. That seems to be what it's all talking on, because over here the knas is on the father. Maybe Leikon Subanayachra. The Gemara clears the Shaila, very briefly, I'm going to mention all three situations, because in a few moments we're going to see that the details are a little bit relevant. So the one that's probably most familiar to our experience is Hilchos Chol HaMoed. There's a halacha that a davar ha'avid is mutter. You're allowed to do malacha for a davar ha'avid if you're going to lose money if you don't do malacha. So there's an example in the Mishnah that if somebody already put all the grapes in the wine press, and apparently the situation, the metzias is that once they're in the wine press, if you just let them sit there, they're going to spoil. You have to press them already. So his wine press is full, so he's allowed to press it, because otherwise it's a davar ha'avid. But the Mishnah says, but you're not allowed to be mechavin malachter lemoyed. You're not allowed to purposely say, let me do it on Chol HaMoed, because that's when, you know, let me create for myself a davar ha'avid, and then Chavim will be matur for me, and because I want to do it at that time. No, you have to try to do it at other times, but if it works out, that's when you get up to it, then you're allowed to do it. It's a davar ha'avid. But you're not allowed to deliberately schedule it for Chol HaMoed, and v'im kivim malachto lemoed malachto yasura. If a person purposely goes and puts his grapes into the wine press on Chol HaMoed, so that it should be a davar ha'avid, so that it should be mutter for him, then the Chum say you can't squeeze those grapes. You have to let them spoil. So then the Gemara asks Shaila. Let's say after he puts the grapes into the wine press, he dies, and now his children inherit it. Are they allowed to squeeze the grapes? That's one place where the Gemara is the Shaila. Then very briefly, there's the case of Tsirim Oizen Bachar. A Kayan, he has a Bachar, he was given a Bachar, and nowadays there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's basically useless for him. But if it gets a Mum, then he's allowed to Shecht it, and he's allowed to eat it as Chulin. So he makes himself a Mum. He makes the, you know, he cuts the ear of the animal so that it should have a Mum. So the halach is that we knas him, you're not allowed to Shecht it based on that Mum. What if he dies? And now his children have this behema, and it's a balmum, and they didn't do it. Are they allowed to shecht it and eat it? And the third example is, if a person is not allowed to sell his slave to a guy, if he does sell a slave to a guy, he has to try to buy him back and then free him. It's a knas that they placed on him.
A Jewish slave?
A Jew who owns an Eved Kanani. No, not an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani. But an Eved Kanani is chayav b'mitzvah ki'isha. So he's not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. Then you sell him to a guy, and now he can't be shomer Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do that. So you have to buy him back and then set him free as a knas. But let's say then he dies and then his children take over. Do they have to buy him back and set him free?
Is kefil a knas?
What?
Kefil
is also a knas. Yeah, but
you can only steal and the guy dies before he pays.
Right, but that's a knas day, right? So these are all, these three are all knasas d'rabbanan. And here the Gemara in each of the three cases, so one Gemara is in Bukhari, it's because of Tzara Mayiz in Bukhari, one's in Mayikotim because of Mechav Malachtim and one is in Gittim, but in the case of Mechav Avdel Akum, And in each of the three places, the Gemara declares, Konsumana Yaakov, or Lo Konsumana Yaakov, and in each place, the Gemara speaks out how you can't learn this one from the others. Each one is really an independent Shaila. But we end up passing on all three of them, Mutter. Lo Konsumana Yaakov. So if we have three, you know, three times when it makes a chazaka, right? We have a rule that when there's a knas, Lo Konsumana Yaakov. So let's say the same thing over here. Chametz Achar HaPesach is a knas, but Lo Konsumana Yaakov. And therefore the father, if he would be alive, the chametz would be also for him. But for the children, the chametz should already be mutter, like konsum b'nayachav. So there's something that's sort of nagging him about this. If it's taka true that this follows the same pattern as the other three, why wasn't it included? How come that we don't have a similar gemara anywhere that clears konsum b'nayachav or like konsum b'nayachav legabe chametz shafal of Pesach? And especially because in each of the three Gemaras, the Gemara says, can I learn Tzarei Meiz Mechar from Eved, from Mechav Melach Demayi? Can I learn Mechav Melach Demayi from Tzarei Meiz Mechar, from Eved, etc.? Why did the Gemara bring it anywhere? Can I learn this from Chametz? So that's a clue that tells us that Chametz is for some reason different than the others. And he says, and the truth is, you know, doing a little more research, he saw that the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the halacha of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach, Perek Aleph, halacha Dalet, the Rambam says that Chametz Shavuot of Pesach is asur, and the Rambam adds a word, lo'ilam. If a person didn't get rid of his Chametz, and it was Shavuot of Pesach, it's asur lo'ilam. What did he want with that word lo'ilam, as opposed to what? Asur for a week, asur for a month, like what would be your havamina that there would be some expiration date? So the only reasonable havamina is asur for the rest of your life, but then it's mutter for your children. And the Rambam's word la'ilam is clearly coming la'afuki from that. And coming to say, no, they were konsum b'nayachrov. So this tells us that nefarker, they over here it's different than the others. And why should it be different? So if you think about it, the other three knasites are all not a knas on a cheftza. There's no item that became asur. Think of the grapes. We said that those grapes, you're not allowed to squeeze them on Chol HaMoed, even though they're all going to spoil. They might spoil, right? That's why it's a devar, but you're not allowed to squeeze them on Chol HaMoed. But you're just not allowed to squeeze them on Chol HaMoed. If after Chol HaMoed, Lamaisa, they're not spoiled, then you could go squeeze them.
You could eat them on Yom Tov.
You could eat them. Right. You could even eat them on Yom Tov, right. But even if making them into wine, they never become awesome. There's no chefsa di surah. The grapes are mutter. You could allow to squeeze them. It's just an activity that's out there. You can't squeeze them on Yom Tov. The Bechor, you're not allowed to shecht it on that mum. But let's say this, so you would serve is the Bechor, and then the Bechor goes and gets a different mum. So then it's mutter. You're allowed to shecht it. Because the Bechor never became mutter. Never became usser. It was just usser to utilize that to that mum to shecht it. So those are knasais and the with the Eved also, there's no isura over there. There's just an activity. The Chazal will machayev you to do something. So over there it was all about activities. Chazal said, do this, don't do this. And there they declared, they told the father, you're not allowed to do this. But could the children do that? When it was a particular maisa. But over here by Chametz, they said, Chametz Shalva Pesach is Asur. It's Asur Bachil, it's Asur Bahana. It's a classic chefsa di isura. It's not kosher anymore. So a chefsa di isura, the Gemara doesn't even clear the shayla because it's pashut that it goes on to the children. Of course, it's not that they konsu b'nai achav, they didn't knas the children. They knas the chametz. The chametz is asr, and now the chametz is asr forever. The others, which are not no din on the chefsa, they're just on the gavra, so you could clear a shayla. What about when there's a new gavra? Konsu b'nai achav, alei konsu b'nai achav. But over here, it's not on the gavra, it's on the chefsa, and therefore it should remain asr la'ilam. So this was our second attempt. Again, first we wanted to say, it's Erev Pesach, there's no Bal Yerol Bayim Asa Erev Pesach. But he brought a riot from the Rambam holds that there is a Bal Yerol Bayim Asa in Erev Pesach. Then we wanted to say that this is maybe like Konsum B'Nayachrav. But he brought a raya again from a Rambam, that by Chametz Shalom Pesach, they were Konsum B'Nayachrav. If that's true, then we seem to be running out of Eitzes. So the Nedivitu says, let's learn Sugya in Bava Kama about Gezela. It said there's a Mishnah in Bava Kama about HaGoyzel Chametz V'Avrol HaPesach. So it says over there that after Pesach, he could say HaReish HaChol Fanecha, he could give him back the Chametz, and the Gemara says that we learn from here, I'm going to be straight, no HaReish HaChol Fanecha. Now let's explain this a little bit, right? The If somebody steals, one yid steals another yid's chametz. He steals a bottle of whiskey. And he does it in January, and now it's June. And now he comes back. Now, ordinarily, the din of a goslin is if I steal your bottle of wine, let's say, and now I still have the wine, then I come back and I say, here's your wine. If I drank the wine already, then I have to pay you for it. Whatever it was worth, I have to pay you. Whatever it was worth at the time that I stole it. So here I stole your bottle of whiskey. If the whiskey is, let's say, is a $100 bottle of whiskey. If the whiskey is gone, then I have to pay you $100. If it broke, or if I drank it, I have to pay you $100. If I still have the bottle, I could just give it to you. But what about if it was Avrel of a Pesach? I still have the bottle, but it's worthless. So can I say Rech Shal Fanecha? Can I not say Rech Shal Fanecha?
It doesn't have the value. You're not returning what you stole.
Right, but Rech Shal Fanecha allows you to give it back even if it has a lower value. It doesn't have any value.
No value.
Right. So there'd be a strong mockum to say that you can't. But the Gemara says that that's what this Mishnah teaches us. You're still allowed to just give it back. And the Gemara says, we learned from here that that you're allowed to say even if something's asked by Harish HaChol Fanecha. So the simple reading of the Gemara says, Befeirish, that this Chametz becomes Asur Bahana. Mm-hmm. The Yehuda says, I want to say a Chiddush. It's in two stages. I want to say a two-part Chiddush. The first is, let's put this Gemara aside. Who was Avram Bal Yerol Bal Yamasi over here? The Goslin, for sure. The Goslin had the chametz in his house on Pesach. He didn't have ownership, but he had a chrayas for it. A shomer who's mekabel a chrayas for somebody else's chametz is over Bal Yerol Bal Yamatzei. The Goslin was for sure over Bal Yerol Bal Yamatzei. What about the nigzal? Was he owned the chametz over Pesach, but it was out of his rishus. So there's a machlekes rishonim about a pikadain. If I give my chametz to somebody to watch, and then Pesach comes, so he has to get rid of it. If he didn't, do I also have responsibility for it to destroy it? To my ogre and Balyarol Balyamatzei. Some Rishonim say that no, if you gave it to somebody else and he was mekabel achrayis, this is the opinion of the Rashba and the Ran, that once there's a shomer who has a achrayis for it, the owner is off the hook. The Rambam argues and says that no, the shamer is also chayav v'ayirah v'ayimatzeh. Zogdan Eid Behuda, in the case of a nigzal, so of course, according to the Rashba, that an owner, anytime that there's a shamer, the owner, it's not the owner's responsibility, so the nigzal is for sure not even v'ayirah v'ayimatzeh. But even according to the Rambam, that an owner is over v'ayirah v'ayimatzeh when it's in the hands of the shamer, that's because the shamer is his ally. He's watching it. It's true. He has it, not me, but he has it for me. Anytime I want it, I can come back and say, okay, give it back now. Even while he's watching it, he even designates it wherever he's leaving that picadin, that bottle of whiskey. It's like he designated that part of the house for my belongings. It's almost like it's my apartment in his house. But in the case of a gazela, it's not at all like that. The goslin is holding it against my wishes, and he's not ready to hand it back to me. So, and he's not holding it on my behalf. So the Yehuda says, I think even according to the Rambam, the fact that the goslin has a chrayis would take the nigzal off the hook, and the nigzal is not going to be everybody or Rabbi Matzei. And then he adds, and this is a very significant point, he adds, not so much for his shuva, for his, this next point is not, he just built the case that the nigzal is not Avram Bal Yerol Bal Yamatzeh. But then he adds a second argument for it, which I want to mention because it has ramifications elsewhere. The Yehuda says that there are Gemaras that describe the relationship between a ganav and a gazlan, a gazlan and a nigzal, that this one is shaloi ve'eni b'rshusay, and this one is b'rshusay ve'eni shaloi. The Gemara says, shneim einam yechayim la'akdishay, neither one could be makdishit, zelafi she'eni shaloi ve'zelafi she'eni b'rshusay. So that means the nigzal, in plain English, the nigzal, his ownership is limited in the sense that it's called shaloi, but it's not called b'rshusay. And b'rshusay is a part of the ownership. It's part of what makes up a complete ownership. And therefore, a nigzal doesn't have complete ownership. And the Yehuda says that when you're missing that element of ownership called Bershusai, that takes it out of Bal Yerol Bal Yamatzei. There's no Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, something that's any Bershusay. There's a fascinating tshuva. Reb Shlomo Kluger has a case of somebody that was accused of smuggling chametz. He was bringing chametz into the country, and they stopped him at the border. They said, you don't have the right papers for this, you're not authorized. He claimed that he is, he wanted his day in court. They said, okay, he's going to be in court. In the meanwhile, they impounded it. So, and then he got a court date 3 months later. Meanwhile, Pesach, it was chametz, and Pesach went by. So, and then 3 months later, he came to court, he showed his papers, and he got it back. But it was not for Lava Pesach. And it was Shaloi, there was no other owner over here. You know, Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva about that selling wouldn't help over there. Because you can't sell something that's Einu B'Shusai. Right? Says, right? That's Shnei Einu B'Chim Lakdishai is the Lashon of the Gemara, but Lakdishai, according to most of Shainim, is Lav Dafka. Lakdishai, almost all Shainim say, means you can't transact anything with something that's not B'Shusai. So, but Shlomo Klug over there writes that you could be mevatel it, but I'm not sure. Let's suppose you could be mevatel it, but that's not going to be enough. I don't think for if you chazal machayev that you do bitol and biur, and if somebody does just bitol and not biur, it's still asur after Pesach. This is machlokes the place, but the Mishabur brings. I don't remember the details. I think the Mishabur brings down Deis of Edit. It could be there's what to be mitzareif in that. I don't remember that part of the sugya. This, but certainly it's definitely not a pasht to heter. At least there's a strong tzad that bita v'loy beer that you're still asur after Pesach. But the Reb Shlomo Kluger paskin that since it was Einu B'Shusai, meaning he didn't have access to it, if he would have asked for it on Pesach, they would have said, he owns it. He would have said, oh, can I drink some of that? No, he can't get to it. So chametz that's yours, but you can't get to, is called, since it's Einu B'Shusai, there's no Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh on that. That's Reb Shlomo Kluger has this tshuva, and Yehuda Behuda over here, it's just a small detail in a very long tshuva, but he writes the same chiddush, that there's no Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh on an Einu B'Shusai. To go a little bit off on a tangent, on Erev Pesach, I heard someone say a chiddush. I was by Rav Mordechai Willig, the Mechiras Chametz, and the discussion came up about stocks. Different Rabbanim have different practices on this. And there's some Rabbanim in their Shtar Mechiras Chametz, they include stocks. In our Mechiras Chametz, we don't include stocks. The reason why we don't is because stocks, by law, have to be publicly traded. Any private trade of stocks is just not chal. If I make a deal with somebody, it has to be traded on the exchange. If I just make a private deal with somebody, I own such and such stocks and I'm selling it to you, it doesn't really transfer ownership. It's still recognized by the government as belonging to me. So if we would include it in the Mechiras Chametz, it wouldn't be chal. It wouldn't help, and it might make problems with the rest of the Mechiras Chametz once you start doing things that don't make sense and aren't chal. So we leave it out of the Mechiras Chametz. But what about the stocks that people own and the chametz and the companies? So I heard of Mordechai Willow talking about it by the Mechiras Chametz on Erev Pesach, and he wanted to say, he didn't mention this in Yehuda, but he mentioned the Shlomo Kluger. He said the Pesach can say that Shaloi ve'enim b'Shusai is not a violation of Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, and he considers this to be Shaloi ve'enim b'Shusai. If you walk in, let's say you own stock in General Motors, they have a cafeteria, right? So and they have chametz there, and you walk into the building and you say, I own stock in this company, so I want some of those cookies. I own a small share, not all the cookies, but I just own a small share. Give me one of the cookies. They're not going to give it to you. No, I give it to you just to be friendly. But you don't have any claim on the cookies. So he said, even though you have ownership, but since you can't access the chametz through your ownership, it's like Shaloi ve'enim b'Shusai. It's not our topic now. I think it's a very debatable application of Shaloi ve'enim b'Shusai, because over there, it's not that there's any hostile party that's holding it back from you. It's the owners collectively decide that we're going to use you know, these assets like that and these assets like that. And if you're one of the owners, so you're one of the people that decided that. So it's a debatable use of any b'shusa. But that was, that was the Shtigl Torah that I heard on Erev Pesach. That was his rationale for why he's not concerned with the Bal Yerah, Bal Yematze on stocks, is because he considers it to be any b'shusa. I think others say that it's because because it's not real bailus. Right. That when you own a stock, it's not really bailus.
Unless
it's more
you have
like
controlling interest.
Right, you know? Right. If you have a substantial amount, then
you
have
owns
to
a lot of Seagrams.
Right.
Yeah, or Elon Musk in Twitter. Yeah.
A lot of cookies in Twitter.
But small
is was a real issue for a while. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Whiskey.
What?
I believe it is an issue.
I don't know if it still is, if he still owns it. I don't know. There was an issue.
The family doesn't own it anymore.
Yeah, but I remember in the
it was
a big issue. Like you, whether you're allowed to buy Seagrams or
today.
Okay. Yeah, but I think there's a strong argument to say that at least small ownership in stock is more like betting on a horse. It's that, you know, the whole transaction is that if the company makes money, then I get more money. But it's not any real bailus, since it doesn't give you any shlita whatsoever. It's not considered bailus.
You don't own any of the cookies.
Right. It's not ownership on anything, on the cookies, the cars, the anything. But this is debatable. There are, you know, not everyone agrees with that. That's why some people are machmir to sell it. But there's no simple short answer on the stocks. But I'm just mentioning it, being it's not our subject. But the Neid Behuda says this chiddush, that there's no Bal Yerah Bal Yematze on Eini B'Rishusoi. And I just heard that someone used that as the rationale for being machmir the stocks. Al Kaponim, so the Neid Behuda says this chiddush, that the Nigzal is not over Bal Yerah Bal Yematze. Based on that's not such a surprising chiddush. But he's based on that, what he wants to say is, there is no knas on this chametz. Chametz that somebody stole from somebody, a goyzel chametz for Avel HaPesach, does not get the knas at all. Why? Because we said the knas is for being over Bal Yerah Bal Yematze. So who are they going to put the knas on? They put the knas on the gazlin. That doesn't make sense. The gazlin, anyway, he's not allowed to use it. If he wants to follow the halacha, so he shouldn't steal it. And now that he stole it, he has to give it back. He can't, you know, the only thing he's allowed to do with it is return it. Mm-hmm. So the knas is meaningless to him. The only person to put the knas on is the nigzal. He's the one that Al Pidin is allowed to use this chametz. So to go and put, now there was a violation of Yerah Bal Yematze. The gazlin was over Yerah Bal Yematze. But to go make a knas where it'll never take effect on the gazlin, the only effect that it'll have is on the nigzal. So there's a gemara, he uses just as an expression, there's a cute use of an expression. The gemara says, Tuv yichata vezigud mangid. It's a gemara in Pesachim, I think. A totally different topic. That Zigud came to Beis Din to tell the Beis Din that Tuvia did an Aveira. And the Beis Din said, oh, let's get out our whip. So Zigud was all excited that, you know, they were taking him really seriously. They took out their whip and they whipped Zigud. So he said, Tuvia chata v'Zigud mangid. Tuvia is the one that did the Aveira. Why are you whipping Zigud? And the answer is because since an Eirachad is not Naman, so it was Tam Lashon Hara, and they gave him Malkus for telling Lashon Hara. So that makes the expression, one guy does an aver and someone else gets hit for it. Chazal made a knas for being over by Yerah Bal Yematze. If a yid is over by Yerah Bal Yematze, Chazal say your chametz becomes aser because of a knas. But hagoizel chametz, v'avrel v'pesach, where we just established that the nigzal was not over by Yerah Bal Yematze. Again, that was debatable, but that was the first step, the first chiddush of the Yehuda. The nigzal was not over by Yerah Bal Yematze. So on him, there's no reason to make a knas. The knas is only for the only makes sense for the gazlin, but the gazlin, the knas is not going to have any impact on him. The knas is only going to punish the nigzal. So tuv yichata v'zigud mangid, we're not going to make a knas on the nigzal just because of the gazlin's aveira, and therefore he says in this case there's no knas at all. So the chametz doesn't become aser b'hanah. Now, I started off by telling you the Gemara. It says that the Mishnah says that if someone's going to the chametz for Avel HaPesach, he's allowed to say Hareish Chol Fanecha. And the Gemara says that's a gevaldik chiddush that Oymen b'Yisuri Hanah Hareishu Chol Lefanecha. So that Gemara seems to say beferish that this chametz does become aser b'hanah. Here's an individual saying it doesn't. It really doesn't become aser b'hanah. So he's got a lot of explaining to do. As it said in the Yehuda, this part, this is a little bit of a complicated Bava Kama piece, which is very bekitzer. What the Yehuda wants to say is that really doesn't become aser b'hanah. But had it been aser b'hanah, had the din been that you can't say b'yisurei na'arei shechal lefanecha, then the knas would make an enormous difference to the goslin. Because the goslin, he's holding the bottle of whiskey. If he could say arei shechal lefanecha, then he could just give it back. If we'll tell him that you can't say arei shechal lefanecha, you have to pay for it, then he would owe $100. So we said that we're not going to make this knas because it's not impacting the goslin. It's only not impacting the goslin because he's going to allow to give back the whiskey regardless. Even if it's usur, he could still give it back because Oymen b'Yisuri Hanah Hareishu Chol Lefanecha. But if you would say Ein Oymen b'Yisuri Hanah Hareishu Chol Lefanecha, so then if it's mutter, he could give it back. If it's usur, he has to pay $100. So then the isur would affect him. Then we would usur it. So really, we didn't usur it. But there's still a raya that Oymen b'Yisuri Hanah Hareishu Chol Lefanecha, because the only reason why we're not answering it is because Tuvichat V'Zikr Magid is not affecting him anyway. But if the din would be that you can't say b'Yisuri Hanah Hareishu Chol Lefanecha, then the knas would have affected the goslin. So that's how the Gemara is able to prove from here that we're Oymen b'Yisuri Hanah Hareishu Chol Lefanecha, even though in actuality this is not b'Yisuri Hanah. That's his very complicated creative shekel teri for how to read that Gemara. But that's not so much our concern. Leaving that on the side for a moment. So the chiddush that he came out with is that the chametz, the gozel chametz of Erev Pesach, really doesn't become aser, and the reason is because of this svara. Again, he's using a borrowed term, but the expression of the Gemara tuk yuchat of a zigud mangid, that if the knas, we said before, the knas is chal on the chefza, right? It's not person specific, right? Once they made the knas. It doesn't matter who owns it. It's going to be. It remains on the chametz. But zogdin de Yehuda. But to a certain extent, it is gavra specific or person specific. Yeah. The knas has to be chal on the one that did the aveira, and then once it's chal on him, it's on the cheftza, and it'll remain awesome no matter who owns it. But it has to be chal on the one that did the aveira. So therefore, in the case of the gazlan and the nigzal, where it's only going to affect the nigzal, they don't make the knas altogether. Based on that, zogdin de Yehuda. This guy, he died Erev Pesach, Efter Chatzos. I said before that they were Kontzu B'nai Achrov. So that's relevant if somebody owns Chametz the whole Pesach, and he's alive, and then after Pesach, they knas him, and his Chametz becomes Aser. And then he dies after Pesach. Kontzu B'nai Achrov, the Chametz remains Aser. But this guy, who never made it to the end of Pesach, so who's the knas going to be chal on? So, you know, again, you might have said, well, when he was alive at 3 in the afternoon, and he didn't destroy, on Erev Pesach, he didn't destroy his chametz, so maybe they knast it right then. So the Rebbe Yehuda has another discussion, and he says he doesn't think that the knas goes into effect when you're over. You're over by your Rabbi Matzeh. Because at that point, the chametz is asur b'hanah mideraisa. Why would the chachamim make a knas d'rabbanon to asur chametz, which is anyway asur d'raisa? The knas only goes into effect when Matzah Pesach, when it gets dark after the 8th day of Pesach, when the Isa Deraisa goes off, that's when the knas goes into effect. So since this Yid never lived to see Matzah Pesach, he died Erev Pesach, for that matter, the same thing would be true if he died anytime during Pesach. True, he was Eivram Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh, which again, if it was during Pesach, that would be Pasha. Erev Pesach, it was a Chiddush. The Yehuda has a lot of Chiddushim in this Tshuva. But he said a Chiddush that he lived to a few hours of Erev Pesach after Chatzos. He was Eivram Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. There was a Siba for a Knas. But the Knas would have gone into effect when? On Matzah Pesach. Matzah Pesach, he wasn't alive anymore. Matzah Pesach, the Chametz is owned by the children, and they were never Eivram Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. Right? Which, going back to the first part of the Tshuva, had they inherited it, they would be everybody Yerah Bar Yimatzeh. But the first chiddush of the Yehuda was that they never inherited it because it wasn't considered mamonis anymore. So since they never inherited it, so they were never everybody Yerah Bar Yimatzeh. So at the time that the knas comes to be chal, we have a tuv yachata v'zigud mangid. The father was everybody Yerah Bar Yimatzeh. But he's not here. You're going to make a knas just on the children? I, we brought a rabbi before Kansu B'nai Yaakov. That's once the knas was chal on the father, it'll continue to the children. But over here, the knas was never chal on the father. Therefore, they're not going to make this knas for the children. The Yehuda, the chametz is going to be mutter after Pesach.
That's his bottom line. Why do you say the knas only starts at Matzah Yontif? Why don't you say the knas starts when Yontif, you know, the first night?
So he wants to say, because Kozman that it's Asa Midei Raisa,
it doesn't start Raisa the first night.
Right, yeah. So Kozman that is Asa Midei Raisa, the Chachamim are not going to make their knas to Asa Midei Rabbanon on something that's Asa Midei Raisa anyway.
Oh, I see.
So therefore, the knas only goes into effect after Pesach. Okay, yeah.